there will be a seamless transfer from Dr. Sweeney to the new doctor. Some details have to be worked out yet, but the new doctor will be in place by the 26th of August, which is great news for us, you know.
And there was much worry locally about the loss of the GP surgery, so this will provide some comfort to those in the area now.
I wasn't in a position to make statements or announcements. I let due process take its place. It's not that simple a process, but all I can say is that there will be an announcement made very, very soon, which I'm delighted about, as I work closely with the HSE on this as the local councillor. And, you know, you can't announce anything until all the lines are dotted. There's been a process there. It's not a simple process. And from my own point, you know, rather than go public, I like working behind the scenes to get the solutions and not create unwarranted controversy, which there was a bit there. But look, it's positive news and it's great news, and there will be an announcement made shortly.
And this is a sense of a guarantee that the future of the surgery is secured now, as far as we can see with this new GP coming.
Yes, without a doubt. Dr. Sweeney is the GP up until the 22nd of August, and the new GP takes up position on August the 26th. That week as well, from the 22nd to the 26th, is covered by Now Doc. So this is definitely great news, you know. But, you know, there was a process there, and as you know, it's not that easy. There's a lot of details, a lot of working out there. Dr. Sweeney owns the building there, so the new doctor will have negotiate things there. But all that is coming into place now, and I'm glad to make that announcement today.